How did I miss it?
Because it changed.
Oh, it changed?
Yes, it did.
Well, do you see the screen, how there's a line moving and then it creates, when we speak, it makes little shapes?
And so the thing that I'm talking about is a long time away, but my trains were driving and one train fell into the water and hit a boat.
Oh, okay. So it was a long time ago, one train fell into the water and it hit a boat.
Yes.
And then what happened?
Then the train, then Batman came and lifted the train out of the water. But the train too was rusty.
Oh, the train was rusty from being in the water.
Yes.
For so long, and then were they able to get the train working again?
One part, the engine fell into the water.
Oh no, fell back into the water?
See?
Oh, it got dark. Excuse me, but it's actually, it's okay because it's still light.
Yes, but kind of I'm thinking about if my train can go in the water.
Well, why can't your train go in the water?
Because it might get rusty.
Oh, it might get rusty. Yeah. Well, do you think that they could build a train that could go in the water? Like, what would it be made out of? If it could go in the water without being rusty?
Bye.
Oh, bye? You're saying bye?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. I'm talking with Keats. Keats is 3 and a half, and we're talking about trains crashing in the water. Keats, I have a question for you.
What?
Tell me, what is your favorite thing that you like to do these days?
No. Tell me what I like to be for Halloween.
Okay, what would you like to be for Halloween?
Iron Man.
Wow, I thought you were going to be a witch.
Well, we didn't be Iron Man.
So tell me, because do you remember you for like a month you were saying you wanted to be a witch? Let's talk about that first. Why did you want to be a witch?
Because I wanted to paint my face green.
You wanted to have green skin. That's great.
Yeah.
And now why do you want to be Iron Man instead?
Because I want my hand to glow.
Wow. Well, do you want to be a witch Iron Man? We could combine the two so you could have glowing hands and green skin.
Mm-mm. No.
Why do you want to have just one, not both?
Because I'm the desert and not what I want.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But.
Yeah.
But till I want a real water gun that shoots bows.
You want a real water gun that shoots bows?
Yes.
Like that shoots arrows?
Yes.
I see. And out of a real water gun?
Yes.
Are the arrows made out of water?
Mm-mm. So let me do something for you.
Okay.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Oh, you're done talking? Would you like to just play instead?
Yes.
Okay, if you come over and I'll play with you if you come over here. Keats is taking a car that has four wheels and is made out of... What is that car made of, plastic?
It's made of wood.
Oh, wood car. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's like a bamboo car.
Follow me!
Where are we going?
To Central Park.
Okay, I'm following you to Central Park.
This is Central Park.
Keats is driving a fire truck to Central Park. I'm driving a race car. Here we are.
I am going to drove past Central Park.
Wait, you're driving past Central Park. Hey, come back. I'm listening to an opera singer here.
Okay.
How do you like the music? You don't want to. How do you like this music?
I liked it.
Do you see Tristram? Is he around?
I do. He's right up there.
Okay, great. Let's go to see Tristram.
He's running really fast.
He's running really fast.
We caught you, Sweet Dream.
Oh, you did. You caught me. Do you want to hear my rock and roll song? I'm a boy of about 5 years old. Do 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 do. And I'm going to play a song till it gets old. I'm totally rocking out and I sing this song all by myself. True, but I can play the guitar because I took it off the shelf. Da-da-da-da-do.
To have fun, David Trim.
Thank you, Keats. Hey, would you like to play a song on the guitar now yourself? Okay, I'm handing you the guitar. Here you go. That sounds good. And does your song have any words?
My song has a Batman words.
Okay, let's hear the Batman words.
Are you police car sing a song about Iron Man?
You want me to sing a song about Iron Man from my police car?
Yes.
Okay, here I go. Iron Man is made of wood. I mean, iron. That's why they call him Iron Man. He's made of iron.
And with a fire.
And Iron Man jumped in the fire and he started to glow.
Then there was a fire truck.
That blew him out the door.
That blew him in the fire truck.
That was full of wet, wild wind.
Follow me, Fritz Grim.
Okay, here I come, Keats. Can I drive this sports car?
That's my friend police car.
Oh, I see. Do you think it'll be okay with him if I take it?
Police can Fritz Grim ride your police car?
If he agrees to bring it back before 5 o'clock, then.
Well.
Okay, sure, fine. I'm gonna sit in the back seat and have a nap. I was up all night. I had a hard case.
Why?
Well, we were looking for someone who was missing, and it turns out they were up in a tree.
But they were bad guys.
They were bad guys. They had been cheating people out of their homes for years. They were aggressive. But financiers.
But it was Batman knocked him out.
That's right, Batman knocked him out when they tried to get him to sign a spurious contract.
But Batman didn't, he didn't knock him into the water.
He knocked him into the water and he refused to sign.
My car was driving and accidentally it was really icy and my car slipped the road and fell into the water.
Whoa.
And they saw, but the fireman didn't die.
When your car fell in the water, the fireman didn't die. What happened? Did he swim away? How did he get out of the icy water?
He, the water for this ice.
Oh, so it landed on top of the ice? Whoa. Does he need any help?
No, because when he was walking on the ice, he turned right into Batman. Batman!
Hey, Batman! Oh, am I a Tristram or am I the policeman now?
You, Fritz
Grim. Hey, Batman! Thanks, Mr. Policeman, for letting me drive your car.
Just don't be too bumpy. I want to get some sleep back here.
Whoa, Batman is giant. He's about 50 feet tall, and he's got a giant mouth that's open.
Are you a bad guy?
My name is Tristram. I don't think I'm that bad. I just stole the police car. Ha ha.
Is it okay if we can drive your police car?
Yeah, it's okay. He was exaggerating. I'm just sleeping in the back here. It's okay with me. Thanks for asking, Batman. What are you gonna do now?
I'm going to. Last time I saw a bat die.
Oh.
Let
do you need any?
Something, please.
Okay, let's look. What is it? Oh, you're flying up in the air, upside down, zooming all around. Wow, you went up about 7,000 feet. Like about 3 to 1.5 miles up in the sky into the outer atmosphere where you got cold and icicles started to form on your nose. And then you turned around and you flew back to the earth, getting warmer and warmer and the ice melting. Oh!
I died.
Oh no. There goes Batman. It was a fireman who turned into Batman. Well, let's have a nice funeral for him.
Let me see if through the big walls in here.
What happened to you there?
When I was on the pace, I got hit by a big rock.
Oh, wow. And are you feeling okay? Did you need to go to the hospital?
Mm-mm.
Are you feeling better now?
Yes, I am.
Keats is now looking through his space book. Has put down the Count Dracula.
I'm trying to look if there's a big meteor in here.
Oh, that's a great place to look, says Spacebook. What have you found so far in there?
Is that a meteor, that big thing?
That big thing is a planet. It's called Saturn. So it looks like a meteor, but these are the rings around it. They're full of debris. It's yeah. like little meteors.
And what is that little planet?
That little planet is maybe a distant star. It could be like a comet, but probably not a meteor. Meteors are smaller than comets.
Meteor?
A comet is like a permanent meteor.
And so can you tell me let's play?
Okay, that sounds good.
Can you I don't wanna talk anymore.
You don't wanna talk anymore? You don't wanna do any more of the radio?
You'll be fed from singing a Batman song.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm Batman, and I'm gonna find you. I'm Batman, I'm gonna find you now. I'm Batman, and I drive a mobile. I'm Batman, and I'm gonna drive it now.
I'm gonna drive my Batmobile, and then I will race down the hill and fly.
There's a meteor coming. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, should Batman have a high voice or a low voice?
A high voice.
Oh my goodness, here comes the meteor. I'm gonna fire my bat cable.
The bat cable fell.
It fell. It didn't connect. Oh no! I'm going to try my bat cape.
But the bat cable did broke in half.
Ah! The bat cable's broken. I'm falling.
And the meteor caught him.
What caught him?
The meteor.
Oh! I'm so lucky. I got caught by the meteor. And Batman was caught by the meteor, and the meteor soared up into the sky. And it turned out that underneath the rock of the meteor, there was a hidden spaceship. And inside the spaceship were two friends named Lou and Frank.
You be Lou and Frank in the spaceship.
Okay, I'll be Lou, you be Frank, okay?
Yes. Hi, Louis!
Hey, Frank. How are you doing?
I saw somebody on a spaceship.
Somebody's on our spaceship? No way!
Batman.
Whoa, I've heard about him. I've seen some of his TV shows from outer space.
But the TV show had a bad guy on it.
That's true. Do you think Batman is being chased by a bad guy even now?
Yes.
Oh no, how is he chasing him way up here in the sky?
You'll be a bad guy.
And the bad guy is riding on a dragon.
I'm Iron Man!
Oh, I thought you were the bad guy. Iron Man. Why were you riding on that dragon?
Because I needed to get away from you guys.
Well, we're nice guys, yeah.
Oh, why were you hitting me?
I didn't realize who you were. I just thought you were a monster.
I was a nice guy.
Maybe I should have talked to you first before I just was attacking you. What do you think?
Can you say sorry?
Okay, I'm sorry for attacking you.
Because I almost bat you back.
You almost what?
Hit you back.
Oh, you almost hit me back, and then that would have been a disaster. We would have had an all-out battle.
Yes. But luckily, I didn't go to jail. Let's play.
Okay. Yeah, luckily you didn't go to jail. Well, next time I won't fly so close and make you think I'm going to breathe fire on you with my dragon, you know?
Okay. And I didn't like that.
Wait, are you Iron Man? Oh, sorry, you're Iron Man.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, okay. You didn't like that. Well, how's the dragon doing?
I have a shield.
Oh, you have a shield. What does it say on your shield?
It says, I don't know what it says.
Or is there a picture? What is?
There's an Iron Man picture.
Oh, you have a picture of yourself on your shield.
Yes.
That's great. That way everybody knows whose it is in case you leave it behind.
You be Batman, trying to get my tummy.
Okay. I'm going to pretend to be a bad guy. Hey, look over there. There's a flying duck. Oh, I'm going to poke your tummy.
You tempted me.
I couldn't get you. There's that frisbee shield in the way.
Media flying out of pace. And it's right about to hit you.
Am I still sleeping?
Do something. Hide!
There's a meteor! Whoa, there's a meteor coming! Emma, could you go away? Gotta run! I know, what happened?
He died.
Just like that, hit by a meteor.
But a rocket ship fell down.
And the meteor was just a piece of a broken rocket ship that was crash landing on the planet. And inside there was what?
Iron Man!
Iron Man was inside the rocket ship.
I'm Iron Man!
What are you doing inside this rocket?
Dude, I'll rescue!
What are you doing?
Dude, I'll rescue!
And Iron Man started to fly around in circles, zooming over the crash-landed rocket ship. Bashing all the other meteors out of the sky before they hit people. And finally, he got the last meteor.
I save you guys! I hunt all the meteors!
You caught all the meteors! Thanks, Iron Man!
I see one more meteor.
Oh, great shot! Your hands are glowing!
Is it a meteor?
There's one more.
My hands go!
Oh, you zapped that meteor!
I got it!
Okay, would you like to have some spaghetti now? I make a good spaghetti with a carbonara sauce.
I want spaghetti with a picture of a Batman on the... I want a Batman cape.
You want a bat... You want a Batman cape?
A Batman cape.
Oh, the taste of Batman? Is that what you said, Batman taste?
No, he said a Batman cape. A cake.
Oh, cake.
Yes, Batman Iron Man cape.
Oh, okay, so is the cake in the shape of Batman?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to make you that cake.
Thanks.
Okay, come on over here, sit at the table.
I'm sitting at the table.
Okay, I'm going to set the table with only spoons.
But cakes are really hard. You need to touch cakes.
Do we need something besides a spoon?
Yes, we need... Do you have a knife?
Well... I have this piece of metal that's sharp that broke off of my car. Can we use that?
But the mechanic put the metal on.
Oh, he needs the metal for the car. He put it back on. Well, the other thing, I have a candle.
I'm going to use a knife.
Oh, good idea. Okay, a candle's not so good. Hey, Batman,
put
thanks.
Down. I'm sitting at the table.
Okay, great. Well,
at the table.
How do I use the knife? Which end should I hold?
The sharp end.
Okay, I use the sharp end for cutting, right? Where do I put my hand, though?
On not sharp end.
Okay, oh, I see now. Okay, I picked up the knife. All right, I'm going to cut two pieces.
Because Lewis is here and Frank.
Oh, okay, so I cut one for Lewis, one for Frank, one for me. That's three pieces. Any other pieces?
For you.
Okay, and then one for me.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right.
When they were cutting the tape, a policeman knocked on the door. Can I have some tape with you guys?
Come in. Sure, Mr. Policeman, you can have some cake with us, said Lou. Here, have a seat. Would you like to sit in a high chair or a low chair?
A high. A really high one.
Okay, we have one that's so high that your head will brush against the ceiling when you sit there. Does that sound like a good chair?
Yes.
Okay.
I sat there.
All right, you get it. Okay, you gotta climb this ladder to get in the chair. Okay, you're up there. Okay, great. I'm in the low chair, so if you have any crumbs, they're gonna hit my head. So be careful, okay?
I have some. Here's some hitting your head.
Oh no, it's just like the meteor's little tiny crumbs are hitting my head. Oh, it's getting all in my hair.
I ate all of the tape.
Did you leave a piece for me?
I left one piece for Lewis. I just ate one!
You just ate one piece? Okay, great. At first I thought you ate the whole thing. Thanks for just eating one.
I ate this one. I ate two.
You ate two?
I ate two.
Two pieces.
I just ate two. I saved some for you.
Thank you so much. That's very nice of you, Mr. Policeman.
What?
Is that Batman eating now?
No. Yes, Batman ate two.
Oh, he also ate two. Okay, see you later, Batman. Oh, he flew away. He's got a jetpack hidden under his cape. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Do the media!
As soon as Batman flew outside, he realized that the meteors were not finished. In fact, it was a meteor shower. And the meteors kept falling down, but this time, instead of burning up, in the atmosphere, they kept falling. Whoa, careful, careful, careful. That's my buddy. Careful.
I got you, meteor! I got you. I saved you guys from the meteors!
Thank you for saving us again. That was nice. On a full stomach and everything, you had some cake. You know what I heard?
What?
I heard that the ocean is draining. There's a hole in the earth and the ocean is getting sucked into the hole like the water leaving the bath. And you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. I'm Fritz. I'm talking with Keats. Say hello.
And we were pointing about meteors hitting people.
That's right. And the latest development is that one of the meteors hit the earth so hard that it made a hole in the ocean. And the ocean is now draining out. And what should we do?
Then Batman covered the hole.
Oi, thanks, Batman. What are you covering this hole with?
This is the hole.
What are you covering it with? What material?
Let me see what I got.
Okay, I'll see what you got. I'd love to know what you're going to cover the hole with. Hopefully it's strong, you know? Because otherwise the hole...
I got something hard and metal.
You got... Describe what you got.
Something hard and metal.
Okay, that sounds good. Is it big enough to cover the hole?
It is. It's like this big.
Oh, yes, much bigger. It's like twice as big as the hole. Okay, great. Keats lays his blanket down over the frisbee that represents the hole on the bed. The blanket is blue.
I did it!
You did it! You've covered the hole.
Got it! I did it!
Dun, 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 dun. Batman, would you like a new music?
I want a bat. Iron music.
You want iron music? Okay. Bazoom, bazoom.
This is we're eating cake with all the teeth.
Oh, you want some more cake for having made another accomplishment?
Yes.
I see. Who did you bring to the cake? It looks like a pony, a spotted pony, and
a titty.
And a kitty.
But the titty is asleep.
Oh.
And also the pony. He's asleep.
Oh, they're both asleep. How are they going to eat cake if they're asleep?
Then the pony just walked out of the door. You're losing weight.
I'll be the kitty waking up. Meow. Hey, pony, where are you going? Maybe the kitty looks like Trailer Park Boys a little bit. Oh, gosh. I don't know. What are we going to do now? I wanted to take my car, but it got towed on account of Julian. Left it in the wrong spot.
No, I don't want to.
Nothing against him.
I don't want the tot.
Oh, you don't like the Trailer Park character?
Mm-mm.
Trailer Park Boys impression? All right, back to playing. How about this? Do you want to play a game with President Obama?
No.
A little bit?
Play a card game.
You want to play a car game? What about a car game with President Obama and he's driving the cars?
No.
Okay.
I don't like that.
I can sometimes do an Obama. Let's see. Got to remember. Got to take steps. Steps to get there. Together, we can do it. Get in the car. Turn on the car. Get the racing fluid. And get it going. Get driving. Haven't done them in a while. What do you say? You take the red car. I'll take the blue car.
This is not blue, and like the
that's true, it's yellow.
So we need to wait for the daddy bridge.
You need to wait for the daddy bridge?
Yes. Be you behind me.
Okay, the daddy bridge is when I use my leg as a road and I attach it to the edge of the windowsill.
Follow me!
Okay, let's go. All right, let's go. We're driving. The impression will get better as I remember the diction, way of talking, that wonderful, folksy feeling that must be partly put on because he's too intelligent to actually talk like that. But it's a good character, appeals to other Americans, and may not be a character. I know George Bush. He's not from Texas, but he had a Texas twang. From, like, Newport, Massachusetts, or something like that.
But I don't want you to talk.
Okay. Mm-mm. Just race.
Don't talk. Put it down.
I'll put it down. Okay. We're going to explore...
Put it down!
...playing with Keats. Put it down. He's getting tired of me talking to someone else who's not here, which I understand. Okay, I'll just talk to you, okay? Does that sound good?
Don't talk.
No talking at all?
No. But I want your legs to be like this.
Oh, okay. You want me to sit kind of like in a yoga position with my feet together like that?
Yes, because cars really need to do that way.
Because the cars really need to drive on this kind of highway?
But the cars need to go, like, I want you to do your legs like this, like this.
Okay, like next to each other?
Mm-mm, like.
Like this? Like that? How about you do it with your legs?
Mm-mm, you do it with your legs.
I mean, you give me the example and I can copy you.
No, don't copy!
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to understand what you want.
I want you to copy.
Okay, I won't copy. You want me to put my legs a certain way so the cars can drive on them?
Yes.
Okay, I'm wearing zebra. I have my zebra pants. How did the zebra go? How about this move? I'll put my two legs next to each other, parallel.
Not like this.
Okay, just sitting, just like that. How's that?
No, that like this.
Do you want me to flip around? Am I going the wrong way? Do you want my head to be by your head?
Yes. To my head.
Like this.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Drive! I see something ahead of me.
What do you see ahead of you?
I see a big meteor.
Whoa. Does it have a flaming tail?
Yes.
Is it a ball of ice or rock?
A rock.
Oh, it's a rock.
Hide!
Okay.
Hide in here. We're nice and safe in here. Then when the main...
We're hiding in a cave.
This is a big meteor.
Big meteor is coming down towards the Earth. It's flying. Boom! Hits the outside of the cave. Rocking the Casbah.
I hit you!
Oh, no.
Did you get broken down?
Yeah, I'm broken down. Gosh, this is disheartening. We just saved the Earth from meteors, and now they're still coming after us. We had cake and everything, and...
We need to tell Batman!
Okay, let's tell him. How could we possibly signal Batman?
Batman was asleep.
How could we get
it? Turn on his alarm.
Turn on his alarm.
The monkey. Don't need help.
All right. Hey, Batman. We're hiding out in this cave. It's like me and a bunch of friends and the President of the United States and a couple other people. And we'd love it if you could come in and give us a hand.
Did you see a meteor?
I saw a meteor, but you know what I think it really was?
What?
I think it was a new kind of food. It's like falling from the sky now.
But the last time I saw meteors.
Last time you saw meteors, it wasn't food? Was it a peanut butter jelly meteor?
No, it was actually a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Oh, just a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Yes. You know what? It must be because I'm a little bit hungry that I'm thinking about it like that.
You know, some peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, thank you so much. It's pretty yummy. Did you make it yourself?
No, Iron Man made it.
Oh, Iron Man makes a good peanut butter and jelly. Thank you, Batman.
Then it's a big truck.
Oh, what's that truck? Has that come to pick us up?
No, this is a truck with tasers.
With tasers?
No, tase. With the tase. With little trains inside.
Oh, with trains inside.
And the trains, there's two. There's just one train.
Is the truck driving the train in order to come and pick us up?
Yes. And the passenger train.
Ah. Woo-hoo. We're trapped under a cave and here comes a big truck carrying a passenger train to come and pick us up and take us out for fish and chips.
Help! So the truck.
Oh no, what's going on, Mr. Truck? You're falling over the cliff. Here, quick, take this bungee line. Did that work? Good.
My train is here to pick you up.
Ah. Excellent.
You know that the train had these as built-in tracks?
What are all those different cars? Is there a shark on this train?
Yes, there is. That sword is not that mean.
It's not that mean. Wonderful.
If you don't dare, the sword, if you see that sword, that sword doesn't bite or eat.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Why doesn't he eat?
Because he knows that you're real people.
Ah, he knows that we're real people. Wonderful. He'll just eat. What does he eat? Fish or peanut butter and jelly?
Fish.
Okay.
You have fish?
I'm actually carrying some sardines. Would you like some?
I like fish.
Okay, sardines are a type of fish. Do you want the sardines?
I want light fish.
You want light fish?
I like fish.
Okay, Mr. Shark. Here. You go, I have to go and order a salmon for you. How's that?
Dude, I'll wait here.
Okay, I'm going to order it. Do you like it fried or do you like a raw salmon?
I like fried.
You like fried after all. Okay, making a fried salmon for you. Here you are. Do you want some potato chips with that?
Yes.
Okay, and how about some jelly?
Yes.
Okay, and how about a little bit of hot peppers?
I don't like hot peppers.
What about spicy mustard?
I want a pumpkin.
A pumpkin, okay, fine. To eat the pumpkin?
No.
To just carve a face in it?
Yes.
Do you want a shark face carved in your pumpkin?
Yes.
All right, here you go. Here's your salmon fried with some potato chips. And some jelly, and a pumpkin with a shark's face.
I bit the pumpkin, and I made a shark face.
Ah, you made a shark face with your teeth. Wonderful. Champion, old fellow. All right, off we go. Now I'm getting on the train to go with you.
Have you saw me? I'm a different taller train. I'm Caitlin.
Oh, hello, Caitlin.
Have you saw me before?
I haven't seen you before. What color are you?
I'm purple. What color is this?
That's right. That's a purple color. You can call it purple or lavender.
I call it purple.
Purple.
I'm driving. I'm just stopping at the station house.
Okay. What are you going for at the station house?
I'm going to pick up you.
Thank you so much. It's nice for you to pick up the survivors of the meteor shower.
Why?
Otherwise, we would be all alone out there in the wilderness, just foraging for food, and it would be a hard time. So
So it's nice of you to bring your pumpkins and peanut butter and jelly for us. And your fried salmon. But I see there's a shark on your train, and I do like to eat sharks. Can I eat this shark?
No. If you eat him, he will bite you.
Ah, he doesn't like to be eaten. Okay, I understand.
Besides, you bite him, who just carried by us.
I see.
We are policemen.
We are policemen.
Yes.
I am a policeman in my country, and in my country we don't carry guns. We just carry a stick. How about you?
I don't carry guns. Does a real policeman carry guns?
It depends on where you are, what country. Some countries they do, and some countries they don't.
I'm in a country where policemen carry guns.
Ah, you're carrying a gun, I see.
Are you a bad guy?
I am a bad guy. I'm just disguised as a policeman, but actually I'm a bad guy, and I've tied up all of the policemen from my country and put them inside of a sports stadium where they're watching TV.
But you didn't boot me up.
No, I didn't. You got away.
I shoot you down at you!
Ah! Oh, you hit me. Oh, I'm so hurt now.
I'm carrying a bow and arrow.
Ah, and then you shot me with a bow and arrow. Oh, first
excuse me!
And now you're driving away on a train?
Excuse me!
You're just going to leave me here with a bow sticking out of my nose?
Yes!
And a gun wound in my leg?
Yes!
Oh, no! What justice is this?
This is the crossing gates.
It's a gate. The crossing gate justice. Ah! I'm parking my car in the crossing gate.
But
so that you can't get by.
But the train rolled over the wheel.
Rolled over my car. Oh, no. Come back. Help me out. I have this bow and arrow. I have this arrow in my nose.
I can because I'm a police.
If you don't help me out, then I won't tell you where the stadium is full of the other policemen.
I took a bow and arrow out of your nose.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can you tell me where the stadium is?
What did you say?
Can you tell me where the stadium is?
Yes, I can. It is a second stop on this train. Second subway stop.
The second subway stop. Is it that way?
It is. It's back that way. Ha ha! You asked me. That was clever. I thought you'd just keep going the wrong way. But no. You turned the train around.
I do. Is that a tunnel? Excuse me!
That is a tunnel, yes. And watch out for the tunnel. I filled it with cotton candy.
I ate the cotton candy!
You're eating your way all the way through the tunnel? You have such an appetite for cotton candy, I can't believe it. Made it all the way through the 800-foot-long tunnel.
I tunneled it out. I ate all the cotton candy.
I see, you ate all the cotton candy. And now you've made it to the stadium where I've trapped the policeman. What are you going to do? At the gate is a dragon who's guarding the gate. And he is my friend. His name is Fazawawa.
But I just saw the Iron Man.
Oh, is Iron Man one of the policemen?
No, he saves people that are in gates.
Oh, he saves people that are behind gates?
Yes. I see. You beat a dragon.
Iron Man, I see you're back again. I am the dragon. And you were riding me before, but now I will breathe fire on you. And the dragon breathed fire, but Iron Man... his hands were glowing, and he fired his glowing hands at the dragon. And the dragon breathed more fire.
But Iron's hands keep glowing.
And Iron's hands keep glowing and pushing the fire back. And finally, the dragon went and hid behind the stadium.
But Iron Man got him.
And Iron Man grabbed him. And then the dragon was very strong and picked up Iron Man in his claws and... flew up into the sky with him.
Then Batman came. Then Spider-Man came.
Then Batman came and Spider-Man came. What did Spider-Man do?
Spider-Man flew right on the dragon.
Spider-Man threw something on the dragon, whoosh, threw a web on the dragon, and the dragon's wings got caught in the web, and it started to spin in a circle, whoosh, whoosh, and it started to go crash, and it was crashing down, and it was deciding should it crash in the water or boom onto the stadium and crush the stadium.
Crash the policeman that was watching the movie.
Tried to crash onto the policeman who were watching the movie, but they saw it coming. Oh!
Then the policeman quickly thought, hold on to Iron Man.
And then Iron Man quickly grabbed one policeman, and he grabbed another one's arm, and they grabbed another and another and another, and he pulled them up into the sky, a long chain, like a chain of monkeys.
Then I flew you to land!
And then the dragon crash landed on the station. On the stadium.
Then all of them ran on, and onto Venom. I put right in here!
Oh, and then... Who are you putting in there?
The policeman.
Oh, where did you put the policeman?
So you couldn't get the policeman.
Oh, great. But where did you put them?
Here, behind a gorilla.
Oh, and then Iron Man dropped the policeman off behind a gorilla so that the dragon couldn't get them. And the dragon came crawling and he saw the gorilla.
Hello, Coco. I know you. I have seen you traveling with Keats before.
And the gorilla jumped on the dragon. And bashed him. It bashed the dragon. But the dragon was bigger than the gorilla.
I'm even better than you.
And the gorilla started to grow bigger than the dragon. And bash the dragon, but the dragon started to grow even bigger than the gorilla.
Don't go at base at that house.
The gorilla, the dragon grew as big as a big house.
Then put the little bill bait as a giant.
Oh, and the gorilla grew as big as a giant. Hey, nobody.
Let me pretend. I bite you.
Oh, and the gorilla was biting the dragon.
I bit you.
Yes, and he bit the dragon. He bit the dragon's hand.
I bit the dragon's nose.
He bit the dragon's nose. And then the dragon said, okay, Mr. Gorilla.
What?
I don't want to eat the policeman anymore.
No.
But I'm very hungry.
What?
Hey, do you have some sheep?
Do you eat sheep?
I'd like to eat some sheep, yes. Or, dogs. Or else... fish,
fish,
or I could eat pigeons.
The pigeons flew away.
Or rats. I'll eat rats if I have to.
But the rat's head.
I'll eat a monkey's ears.
But the monkeys are in the hiding in the zoo. Under the wild tigers in the zoo. And alligators.
Well.
I want to play with play.
Is there anything else I could eat? Can I eat some horses?
No, horses are not here.
Could I eat some cats?
Cats? Cat scratch.
Cat scratch?
Yes.
What about, can I eat some hot dogs?
Yes, hot dogs don't do, turtles don't have teeth. Or a mouse.
That's true. Hot dogs don't have teeth or a mouse.
I'm carrying hot dogs in my hands. And I feel them.
The gorilla started to throw the hot dogs to the dragon, and the dragon ate them up because hot dogs don't have teeth or a mouth. Oh, and the dragon was finally full. And when he was full, he was not very mean anymore. He was a nice dragon, and very friendly.
You hate people anymore!
Do 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 do.
The train is driving.
A train is driving. You're listening to Fun with Fritz on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm sitting here with Keats. Keats is 3 and a half. We're going on an adventure together.
And I'm playing a train.
There've been a lot of meteor showers and a number of superheroes.
And I'm playing a train. That can you move?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Then I can really need to go on the other side of the world.
Other side of the world. Okay. Train is driving to the other side of the world. Who is on your train?
Sebastian and me and Helena and Mommy.
All right. Helena is Sebastian's
Daddy
mommy.
Joe and Fritz.
And Daddy Joe and Fritz. Okay, and I'm Fritz. All on the train together. So it's two families riding on the train. Oh, but then you noticed a race car driving up behind you trying to catch up to the train.
The train was a race train. The train zoomed.
The train was a race train. It zoomed.
But the motor stopped.
Oh, but then the motor stopped and the race car started to catch up.
But the train drove even faster.
And the race car took a different route and he cut off the train and he ended up in front of the train.
But the train had a meteor.
But there was a meteor in the front of the train that knocked the race car away. So then the guy who was driving the race car jumped into the fire truck and he drove after the train and he said, "Stop, stop, stop. I see a fire on your train."
No, no.
I know there isn't a fire, but I'm trying to get you to stop. And then he drove out onto the tracks in front of the train.
But the train rolled back, then the gates started to go down. Ding, 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 ding. Wait!
What's starting to go down?
The gates.
Oh, the gate is going down. Ah, and so the fire truck couldn't stop the train because the gate went down just in time. And so
the train turned.
The train turned.
The train to a different route.
Where are you going, train?
I'm going to the other side of the world.
What will you find there?
Police. I'm in the pee-pee.
Okay.
Can you don't take my train?
You don't want me to take your train?
No.
I won't. You go pee-pee. It's okay. I won't touch it.
Okay.
It'll be right here. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. Keats and I have been playing. I just thought it's interesting how the games go, and it would be fun to share one and to see if he would be willing to share one of his games. So, and we're playing anyway, and I thought, let's do it on the radio, because I've never had this experience before. I had children. I didn't take your train.
Thanks! I didn't want you to, and you didn't.
Yes, you asked me not to.
You listened to me.
I did. How does that feel?
Good.
Yeah.
Follow me, fire truck.
Okay, I'm coming after you.
I just have this many cars.
How many is it, do you think?
Count.
Okay, count. Say 1, 2, 3, 4 as you touch them.
You count.
Okay, as you touch them, I'll count. One. Start at the front. 1, 2, 3, 4
4
Yeah.
I'm Caitlin.
Hello, Caitlin. My name
Excuse
is...
Excuse me!
Oh, wait a minute.
Beep.
I'm tied to the train tracks.
Beep. Beep,
Somebody,
beep.
I can't get off. Somebody's tied me here.
No. Follow me. I untied you, Batman. Untied you.
Thanks. Thank you, Batman. How nice of you.
Excuse me, guys.
Okay.
I need to go over there.
And the train went under the tunnel of the dead. And driving after the train was the red fire truck. And they were trying to get to the other side of the world. Going through all kinds of adventures to get there. One of the adventures, there was a giant potato.
Uh-oh, fire truck.
What is it?
There's a big potato covering the tracks.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen a potato that large.
How do we get out? How do we get to the other side of the world?
All I have is a spoon. Can we dig through the potato with a spoon?
No.
What should we get?
We need something that really long to dig out that big potato.
That's true. Something really long. Maybe we could use a tower?
No, a tower. A tower goes on top of something.
That's true. A tower goes on top of something. Should we use a big screwdriver?
Mm-mm. How about a face mask?
I have an idea!
What's your idea?
We can turn around.
And go a different way?
Yes. That way, then we can go across and go here, then... But how do we get here?
Ah, but then how do we get here? We'd have to build a bridge over here. Over this ravine.
You build a bridge.
Okay, I'll build a bridge. By the time... Oh, you know what I'm going to try to build the bridge out of?
What?
Out of potato.
But you can't.
Why not?
The police don't say that you can.
Ah, it's a health hazard. They don't want me to use this potato.
No. So let me do another...
So now Keats has run off, and he's going to get something to be the bridge, I think. He's trying to get to the other side of the world. Oh, he's getting another train. Where's another train? The games so far today have involved a stuffed gorilla named Coco that's about the size of Keats.
I got a piece of bed.
All right, you got a piece of the track. Here comes a piece of train track. Okay, let's put it right here between these, between this and this. All right, here comes a train track. Part of Keats's set of train tracks. And then...
Turn around!
All right!
Give me gates!
Here come... Oh, gates are opening.
Wait for my friend!
I'm building the bridge now.
With another plane behind.
We're building the bridge. Oh, but it's such hard work. Do you have to go poop, Keats?
No, I'm just standing in the plane.
Okay. Sometimes when he puts his hands in the back of his pants... He's, like, checking to see if there's anything coming out or something like that. Little kids are so interesting. They start to fidget and get kind of wild when they need to go to the bathroom and then at the last minute run off to the toilet. He was very easily... he easily adapted to the toilet. We didn't really... I think he just saw us go to the bathroom a lot, and so he figured it out. And a book. There was a book about having a diaper and then learning to use a toilet that he liked, that we read. And, yeah. Since a pretty early age.
I got more bridges.
All right, you got more bridges. Oh, wonderful. You know, it's really hard work working on this bridge. And a number of my fellows have fallen sick from exhaustion working in this jungle building this bridge.
How?
Well... They sweat. They don't have enough to drink. They don't have enough water. And they get sick.
How?
And, you know, the people in charge of building this bridge are just driving them into the ground. They're just working them so hard, you know, that they're collapsing. What should we do?
I gave you a glass of water.
Oh, thank you so much. That's what we needed, a glass of water. Thank you so much. What about the structural changes? You know, changes in my work hours or... In my compensation package, or maybe the benefits.
But where's the truck that I did put there?
Oh, here's your truck.
No, the track.
Oh, the track. Oh, here it is, Keats.
Because I wanted to put it there.
Okay, it's right there.
Because, but I need to go under here.
Ah.
And we need another flat.
All right, now we're building a train track around where Daddy's sitting on the bed. There's a bridge.
Across there to there, then they'll connect to there.
Wow. Okay, you're going to get all the tracks for that?
Yes.
Okay. He's building a bridge on the bed that goes from the covers, a pile of covers, around towards the pillow and under Daddy's legs, which are clad in these zebra sweatpants, which were the worst selling pants of a sale that I helped with. I don't think a single pair of the pants was bought. So I started wearing them around. They have a pocket in the front, in the very front, so it's kind of awkward. Like, if you put anything in that pocket, it's like you have something hanging in the front. I think they're women's pants, too. This is a kind of interesting gender, cross-gender pair of pants. And then the tracks curl under these legs in these pants, and they go, I'm wearing a lion shirt, so I'm very jungle or, plains. I'm the Serengeti today. Whoa! Keith, you come here with so many train tracks.
I'm getting a gate.
Okay, get a gate. Oh, and Keats, you might want to pick one track that has two different altitudes so that you can reach your bridge. Otherwise, you won't be able to connect to your bridge.
Build a bridge! We're going to build a bridge!
Oh, is that your solution to to our labor problems?
Yes.
You're going to use a crane to build a bridge?
Yes!
So we don't have to die building this bridge any longer?
Don't.
Well, thank you so much. That's very progressive of you, and I really appreciate it, and I know the other men do too. Would you like a crumpet?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. Here is a little crumpet. Would you like some tea with that?
Yes.
Here's some tea. Would you like some milk in your tea?
No.
What? Would you like...
I think it's booby-trapped.
You think that it's booby-trapped?
Not booby-trapped.
A curvy track, I see. Yes, of course, a curvy track would be delightful. And now Keats has built a number of tracks on the bed here. He's getting some curvy tracks and bringing them in. And it's great. And at a certain point, I would then feel that this game has a lot of momentum and he can continue on his own and I might do something different.
I found curvy tracks.
You found a curvy track. That's wonderful. My goodness, old man, great performance, oh, wonderful job. We could just flip it over like that. Oh, you're going off the cliff there. You might want another curvy piece.
Why?
So you don't go off the cliff.
I have another one.
Very good.
Now it's curving.
It is curving beautifully. Wonderful job. Great job, old man. That's right.
So done, set a track for Tudor. So how do we get to the other side of the world?
Well, do we need more and more tracks, or can the train go off the tracks sometimes?
No, because Tracy's having a hard time. He kind of tipping over. He tipped right off the ground.
Oh no, the crane has fallen over. My men will have to pick it up and try to fix it again.
I'm Batman!
Ah, Batman has picked up the crane for us. Thank you, Batman. How helpful
I'm
you are.
I'm really strong because I ate my broccoli.
I see you're strong because you ate your broccoli. Good for you, Batman. I didn't know you liked broccoli so much.
Because then there's my train to turn around like over there, then turn go over your leg, then turn that to here, then go over the potato, and then to here.
I see you wanted to go all the way under my leg, connect to the bridge, and then around the cover, over the potato, and connect to this track.
Yes, so how would that...
We need more curvy tracks and more straight tracks.
I have straight tracks and curvy.
Great. If you bring them in, we can keep building. But since we're building on the bed, it'll be like we're building it in an earthquake territory because it'll move as we move on the bed. You know how that is?
How?
Well, because when we move the surface that the train is built on, it will move the tracks.
Why the bumps?
That's what I'm saying. It's because it's on a bed, and a bed is soft, and it's always moving, so there are going to be little bumps. So as long as you don't mind doing constant repairs on the tracks, then this is a very good place to build.
So that's what I'm thinking. I have another one. Ready, set, go, track. Don't be late for a track. The train puffed and pooped. The train were testing directions. A train is testing the whistlings. The train whistles as he go.
I see. He gets to choose which of the two tracks he wants to take. Well, the tracks go the same place. They're parallel. But if he wants to go a little bit farther, he could take the outside track. If he wants to get there faster, he should take the inside track.
He wanted the faster.
Ah, so he's on the inside track.
I got there faster.
You did. You got there very quickly. Wonderful. Here you go. Here's some tea. Would you like some milk in it?
Let me try the inside track.
Try the inside track. Okay, very well.
Very well. Where the inside track goes.
Let's see where it goes. It'll be so exciting.
I'm going to even faster.
You're going extremely fast.
I'm going to do the inside one.
Okay, here he comes on the inside track. Here he comes now on the inside track.
Oh, cool. I'm going to go under the tunnel, go over here, then to next to the bridge.
Okay, we need some more tracks.
How does it possible? Then go to next to the bridge, then to next to that, then turn here, then go to next to here.
Okay, let's go get some more. You need some more tracks then, especially some curvy ones.
Mommy, I'll need to, Dad, you to them.
Say that again?
You to them, Daddy.
You want me to get the tracks for you?
Yes, all of them.
And what will you do?
I will knit them.
Okay, that sounds
I'm
like
the
a deal.
Builder.
You're the builder and I'm the supplier.
Yes.
Okay, very well.
Knit it.
Good deal, off I go. What do you say to me?
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
I feel like train while I'm waiting here.
This has been playing with Keats, building trains, going to the other side of the world. Saving the world from a meteor shower, convincing sharks not to eat people, and more. Every week on Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning and at 10 at night, you can hear Tune In with Fun with Fritz. It's a tour of the imagination, sometimes with a little person, sometimes with another, like a tech geek, or just another interesting cosmonaut.
Trains.
You need two trains, one for each track.
I need one for this track, and one for this track. Two trains.
I see.